We're now pleased to be joined by Jesse Smithy of FiveStarPreps.com. Jesse, how are you?
Doing well, John. How are you doing?
Doing quite well. It's a lot going on, and it seems there's a lot of football news. What has it been like to see the next step when you get to the 7-on-7, as well as some of these quarterbacks that we got previews from you and your staff about them taking the reins?
Yeah, I mean, it just shows you that there's no downtime in covering high school athletics. I mean, there's people have asked me, hey, you must be enjoying this time off. And we're like, no, we know we're covering 7-on-7. We're doing previews. We're trying to get ready for football season. And so we'll have a little bit of a dead period coming up soon, but we were at 7-on-7 yesterday at Alcoa to watch them take on Farragut and Halls and Sequoia. So we've put out a lot of videos. We caught Webb last night. You know, they've switched from the wing T that they've run since 1985 to having Rusty Bradley come in as offensive coordinator and kind of the air it out approach. And we got to see a little early glimpse of that yesterday. So just trying to take in as much football as we can. And maybe it's even kind of making up for a little lost time that we got during quarantine last year.
Jesse, Deshaun Bishop has an offer from Tennessee. Last year, he ran for over 1,700 yards. He had 22 touchdowns. And I wonder, do you think he is as good or better than Elijah Young of South Doyle, who went to Missouri a couple of years ago?
You know, Jimmy, it's hard to say because I haven't really got to see Deshaun Bishop live quite a bit. Carnes has been a little bit in rebuilding mode for a while now, and so typically on Friday nights, I'm at games that are involving undefeated teams or Alcoa and Maryville, so we don't get the opportunity, and I hate to say that, but we don't get the opportunity to go out to Carnes that much. And so I've never really seen him live. Now, I have watched a lot of film on him, and I've watched some TV games on him, and I like his ability, and I like his speed and his physique and his vision, his breakaway speed, I think, is really key. To say he's better than Elijah Young, I wouldn't feel comfortable making that judgment at this point. But definitely he's been more productive early in his high school career than Elijah Young was. I mean, Deshaun Bishop ran for over 1,000 yards as a freshman in just 9 games. He's definitely going to leave high school with some prodigious numbers. He's one of 3 local players that Tennessee offered a week or so ago. I think we got that up on the site about a week ago with Brandon Winton and Deshaun Bishop and Brandon Hayward of Oak Ridge. So there's definitely some measurables that Tennessee likes, and it's easy to understand why when you just even watch him on film.
Can you think of a better basketball prospect coming out of Knoxville than B.J. Edwards?
Oh, not that I can remember, not off the top of my head. I mean, I think when you talk about the longevity of his recruitment, the way it's still going up, his stock continuing to go up, and people's interest level in what B.J. Edwards is doing, I can't think of one, Jimmy. I mean, even when Drew Pember committed to Tennessee, there was no hype around it like B.J. Edwards has. So I know you had a recent visit with Wake Forest. I know Florida's in the mix on it. Tennessee is obviously talking with him almost every day, if not daily, from what BJ told me. And so he told me he wanted to make his decision after AAU, and that'll come in late July. He said probably in August sometime he's going to try to make his announcement or his commitment. So sometimes those guys put that info out there, and then they surprise everybody and commit earlier than that. So, but just taking him at his word, he says it's probably going to be in August sometime.
Let's go from one outstanding Catholic athlete to another. What about what's going on with Tommy Winton these days?
Yeah, Tommy is a guy that we got to see play 7-on-7 inside Neyland Stadium in a 7-on-7 camp put on by the University of Tennessee, and he just absolutely dominated. And he had to. Catholic was using a freshman quarterback that day. And everything that kid threw up, Tommy went and got contested passes, just taking screens and taking it to the distance. I mean, just he put on a show there. And he needed to because he'd been battling a little bit of injuries over the last couple of years. I think kind of set his recruitment back a little. And you're starting to see that recruitment pick up. I personally saw Josh Heupel go over to Tommy Winton and talk to him after that camp was over. So the old Tennessee staff offered Tommy Winton. I know he's waiting for the new staff to offer. We'll see if that happens. But if they don't, He's got other SEC offers and offers from outside of the conference, from West Virginia, that he can look into. And so he's going to have a future somewhere playing college football on Saturdays. He's just that good of a player.
And you mentioned this piece that you were trying to put together a little while ago, but you've come out with it. What was it like to assemble the five-star prep's top multi-sport athletes of this last academic year?
Difficult, really difficult. Because so many of these kids, and I think we found around 25 or 26 kids to really narrow it down to, but honestly, there were 50 to 75 that we started out our list with, and just really to kind of narrowing it down to say, okay, which of these guys or girls were all state and all district or district MVPs, and what did they do at state, and to find that many who excelled, not just excelled one and played the other, but excelled in multiple sports. It was staggering to see the amount that we were able to put out there. I mean, there's guys like Kevin Burkett, who's had Division I offers in football. He's all-state in football. He's district MVP in basketball, and he won a state championship in track. And it's just like, good, you know, how do you do this? And so we found a way to honor and put out a list of about 25 athletes or so, boys and girls, up on the site, and you can read all about their accolades. It's mind-blowing to see what they were able to do.
What else can folks find right now at Five Star Preps, Jesse?
Yeah, so right now I'm putting together a piece from local or area high school baseball Tennessee commitments and what it's been like for them to follow this team during the regular season and postseason, what they're hearing from coaches, what they're doing, talking to each other as commitments, where they were during Gilbert's Grand Slam walk-off, and hearing those stories is awesome. So that'll be up on the site here probably in the next 30, 45 minutes or so. It's a fun piece.
Oh, look forward to that. Jesse, thank you as always. We sure do appreciate it. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Thank you. That's Jesse Smith, the fivestarpreps.com, joining us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates hotline, which is a little bit different these days.